Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Eric Foreman. Wanted to give a demonstration. Well, this podcast is about the Sprint LG Fusik LX550 cell phone with built-in voice output. Now, this phone has a lot of nice features. It has the talking caller ID. It reads audibly, reads the menus as you scroll down and hitting OK. It reads the sub menus. You can go in and set your phone to only operate on the Sprint network or to roam or for automatic. It also does the status of your battery, signal strength, and tells you what network you're on. We're going to be demonstrating some of those features for you today. Here we are. First of all, we're going to do the status, which will give you the battery level, the signal strength, network, and it gives you the time as well. So, I've got a brief description of the phone. The phone is, it's a flip phone. It's securely in the palm of your hand. Very sleek. About the size, about the thickness of a razor. I would compare it to the razor, Motorola razor. It's got some several buttons here. The thing that I don't like about it is the talk back and in keys are located above the number keys, right above the number keys, and they're basically the same size as the number keys. They're a little, just slightly bigger. Above that, we have a navigational key at the left and right, soft keys. About it. And you've got your, I don't know what all these keys are, but they don't really do anything if you're attempting to access a different menu or anything of that nature. So we're going to go through it. We're going to go through the menus here. I'm going to hit the OK key. Nope. I'm going to display the, give you the status information. That's what I was doing. So I'm going to hold the talk key down, and you're going to hear a prompt.
Call. Please say a command.
Status.
8:34 p.m. Tuesday, March 27. Your battery is 50% full. Your coverage is Sprint only. Your signal strength is very good. Phone status. Please say a command.
There you are. Tells you all of the status information. Now I'm gonna hit the end key to get out of that. No, I'm gonna hit window out of that menu, and I'm gonna hit the OK key.
Alert.
We're gonna go through the menu. Have voice alerts.
Messaging.
I'm scrolling down.
Contacts. Media player. Music. Tools. Settings. Web. On demand. My content. Pictures. Call history. Missed alerts. Messaging. Contacts.
That's it.
Media player. Settings. Web. On demand.
That's all the options there. Gonna give you a quick podcast. It's basically over everything. Now I'm going to place a call to my phone, on my house phone, so that I can. I hadn't learned to call the cell phone back and let you hear how the voice guide handles coming calls. Now I'm calling my house phone.
You dialed it.
We're dialing the wrong number. Actually, he's dialing house phone.
4-3-6-3-0-7-7-4.
Okay, that's my number there. Now we're going to do. I'm gonna hit star 69. What do I call that? The cell phone, so you can hear it. And of course, the line's busy. Yo.
Call from 314-558.
There you are. It gives you the incoming call as it comes in. And you can go. So you know how to go back. Call history. Tap the OK key.
Contact.
Go down to con.
Settings.
Call history.
Call history. Missed calls.
Missed calls comes up.
3-1.
And there I am in under missed call. Now, let's see. I'm still in call history. I hit the back key. I saw I've come out of missed calls, and this is call. This is outgoing, incoming calls.
Outgoing calls.
Outgoing calls.
Recent calls. Delete history.
Oh, delete history. Delete the call history. No, let's go back to my number, and I'm going to add my number into my contacts. Let you hear how that's done.